Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Sacred Fire of Liberty. It's with us wherever we go. We hope it's with you wherever you go. And we're actually joined this hour not only by Jonathan E. Mord, but Norm Singleton's going to be here from the Campaign for Liberty as we crank it up. I am live at Autism One in Chicago. This is a big event where families from all over the world, doctors, research scientists, come together and talk about the problems, environmental and vaccine-related, and look for solutions, look for ways to help these families. And Jonathan, I know we're going to bring Norm up in just a couple of minutes here, but Jonathan, I mean, the issue of vaccine injury, I know it's controversial, but we're all about the freedom to say no here.
Well, absolutely. It's a fundamental liberty right to decline to be injected with a substance that you do not wish to have. And the argument that everyone has to be vaccinated in order for us all to be safe is really anachronistic in the modern world. Immunological science has advanced to the point where we realize that individuals can use just basic cleanliness and covering their mouths, covering with face masks and using gloves and so forth. You can actually do these things in the midst of a contagion and prevent yourself from acquiring the illness in almost every instance. In those instances where that does not serve a purpose, people can move to other school districts. They don't have to force the kids to be vaccinated. The horror of forced vaccination is that you are taking principally children and compelling them to undergo a procedure that neither their parents nor the kids want. And that leaves scars. That leaves emotional scars. There are alternatives, less intrusive alternatives that can be used. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, the notion of 100% vaccination is a myth, because even when people are vaccinated, as we found out in the Disneyland example with measles, even when people are vaccinated, it's not 100% foolproof. Individuals still acquire the disease. And with the measles in particular, there's a period of time after which you're vaccinated when you can actually be contagious and spread disease.
And Jonathan, it's not like there's no corruption within some of these companies in falsifying data. You know, we hear that Merck is being sued, and the suit was allowed to be continued because there was enough evidence to show that there was manipulation of the results or studies claiming that the mumps were effective.
Many of these vaccines are based on preliminary science, oftentimes not sufficient assessment.
Right.
But even so, individuals should have a choice. If they wish to be vaccinated, they should have the right to do so.
Yep.
If they wish not to be vaccinated, then the government ought to have proof that it has exhausted every means short of compelling a person to undergo forced vaccination before they either kick a kid out of school or deprive the person of their liberty right to refuse.
Right.
And the notion that somehow when a minority of kids in this country are not vaccinated, that puts the entire remainder of the population at risk is unproven, and it's really an hysterical response when you consider the less intrusive alternatives that can be used. If you ask a parent who doesn't want a child to be vaccinated, would you undergo the inconvenience of wearing a face mask to school or wearing gloves during the period of time when there's an outbreak or an anticipated outbreak? Most parents, I would imagine, would say, sure, we wouldn't have any problem with that. And most kids would agree with it, too.
Yeah,
I would think.
Well, it's a reasonable scenario versus unreasonable to violate a family's religious or philosophical beliefs about the risk or even what's in the vaccine. On Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle did a little video on this issue the other day, and I called out these people that are calling for removal of exemptions and everybody to be vaccinated, even if it's against their will. I call them medical collectivists because they do not respect the individual's liberty, the right to say no to these things. And I said, let's get beyond whether vaccines are good or not, whether they work or they don't. Let's just go to the heart of defense of liberty. If you are for forced vaccination, without question, without exemption, then you are a collectivist, and collectivism, in my opinion, is evil.
Well, you know, Robert, it would be a wise idea, and perhaps this is possible for a future show. I mean, it would be nice to get one or two of these rabid advocates of forced vaccination on with us to debate the issue. And you know, I think the time has come for people to seriously take liberty and rights issues.
Yeah.
I mean, take rights issues and liberty seriously. I just find it absolutely amazing that in the legislative debates surrounding these things, so little attention is given to individual rights and liberty. They just don't care.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, the very same argument that leads you to the notion that you can force someone to be vaccinated based on a health and safety reason, well, that can also force a greater percentage of the population to be, say, gene tested to determine whether or not they have a risk of heritable diseases and whether they ought to be sterilized. I mean, if you take the view that you can make an unwanted and refused intervention a standard that you can compel someone to agree to against their will because of a public health and safety justification, there is no limit to what you could do to compel people to be brought into the medical establishment, check to see whether they have a disease or a risk of disease or heritable disease, and then force them to undergo medical treatment to prevent that disease, which may include sterilization.
Right. Well, so, Jonathan, a closed mind is a terrible thing, and these people advocating mandatory vaccination have completely closed off to what you're describing. The ability then to start taking other areas of your life and saying, well, we've declared ownership over your body, so we control it. Yet again, many on the left still declare that there's the sanctity of a woman who can choose to terminate a pregnancy, but continue to deny the same, let's say, freedom, if we can call it that, to protect their children from being violated with a syringe containing things you wouldn't put in the baby bottle.
Right, and there, it's also a myth that if, let's say, you believe in vaccination and your children have been vaccinated against the measles, well, why are you then concerned if another child has the measles? You are vaccinated against it. What is the point? The harm is being caused to the party that didn't get the vaccination, and that was
right.
A conscious choice on their part.
Yeah.
I just don't really quite understand what they're talking about, because it seems to be a clear market solution here. If you wish to be vaccinated to prevent yourself from getting the disease, even though that's not 100% foolproof,
right.
You can go ahead and do it.
Well, you know,
if you don't, why can't we protect your right to do it? Because, look, it's sort of a self-limiting problem. Those who don't want to be vaccinated, they might they have a higher risk. Perhaps. I mean, if they use other measures like I've talked about, they wouldn't even have that risk. If they're in a school environment, you want them to wear a face mask or gloves or whatever you could.
Yeah.
In the case of raw milk, comparable situation. I mean, a lot of people benefit from all the nutrients that are in raw milk, and they want to have those nutrients. And there have been generations of people and entire societies of people like the Amish and Mexican cultures that regularly use raw milk. Well, they have almost no incidence of salmonella or other diseases that the government says, oh, my goodness, raw milk, it's going to carry all these diseases, pathogens. Well, they're very careful with their milk. They keep it refrigerated, et cetera. But in any event, the harm's limited to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see a regulation that says there ought to be full information, like a little statement on there that says this is raw milk. It may have an increased risk of salmonella or other pathogens. To eliminate that risk, cook it for 15 minutes on an oven, stove, or whatever, at a certain temperature. That would be full information, fully protective. But instead, they prevent entirely the interstate sale of raw milk.
Yes. Well, in this case, of course, maybe they should be getting, those that are advocating 100% vaccines without exemption, should be getting a commission from Merck or GSK. Wait a second, I'm sorry. Some of them are actually being paid to lobby. Never mind. Hey, let's bring in Norm Singleton, our good buddy from Campaign for Liberty. Norm, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing well, and you are a stalwart champion for liberty, and we appreciate you so very much. And, you know, I know that you have talked about this, and the guy you work with many years, Ron Paul, obviously talked about these things, raw milk, even the freedom to say no to medical interventions like vaccination. And that's why, since I'm at Autism One, where I'm at, you know, the heart of so many families that have been impacted by these theoretical mandates that weren't, because people believed and trusted the government, trusted doctors, that they had done their job and diligence in protecting the public. And there's always those factors that you can't account for. So if we're willing to relinquish liberty over this issue of the fear of the germ, then, as Jonathan says, all bets are off for any liberty.
That's right. It's a fundamental issue. And I think, as Congressman Paul has said in the past, actually most recently as last fall when it was an issue again after the so-called remember the panic about the Disney World measles outbreak, what would you suggest? How far would you go with mandatory vaccine? Would you suggest holding someone down and forcibly injecting it to them? Would you suggest sending a SWAT team into the home and taking a child away from their parents or kicking in a child's door and having them having a child protective services which does some pretty horrible things, so this might not be totally beyond the pale, but forcibly inject the child against the parents' wishes. This is fundamental. And also with raw milk, and the idea that armed federal agents are going on Amish farmers because they committed this horrible crime of selling a product that's desired by consumers. And they're talking about adults here, and I know a fair number of people who enjoy drinking raw milk. They say that it's benefited their...
Oh, and I'm one of them. I'll admit it. I'm one of them. Hey, Norm, we got to take a break here. It's Sacred Fire of Liberty, special edition. I'm at Autism One in Chicago, and appreciate Norm from Campaign for Liberty. Obviously, our FDA dragon slayer in-house here at, his name's Jonathan Ebor, The Rise of Tyranny, one of his great books that people love, and if you haven't read it, it's amazing. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about the Rand Paul filibuster, the Patriot Act renewal, also the email Hillary scandal, or the Hillary email scandal. It's getting bigger for her. Couldn't happen to a nicer lady. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, sneak preview, what's coming up today? I've got Stephanie Seneff, the PhD from MIT. What an amazing doctor that is. And we'll talk about autism relation to glyphosate and GMOs coming up. But for now, we've got Jonathan Emord and Norm Singleton, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan, did you see Rand Paul stepping it up? Another little session in the Senate trying to stop the Patriot Act automatic renewal there.
Quite extraordinary. Hats off to Rand Paul and many rounds of applause for being the only senator willing to and courageous enough and having enough stamina to go 10 hours insisting that the focus of attention be on this awful, intrusive aspect of NSA surveillance where they're looking at our emails and looking at our cell phone correspondence That's for everybody. And the revelation that they have the ability to do that shocked a lot of people. And then that they are doing it and are continuing to do it under the auspices of the Patriot Act is shameful. And he's the only member who's standing up and making this a point. We ought to stop it right now, as he's insisting upon. And why there isn't enough Congressional support for that measure, I don't know, but I'm sure grateful that he's making a historic move here to inform the world that this is unjust and a gross violation of individual liberty. Someone has to stand up for the Constitution, and thank goodness he has.
Norm Singleton, what's the word on the Senate street as far as his 10-hour marathon, if you will, yesterday?
I think it was a great moment. I think you saw a lot of senators, or a fair number of senators, come to the floor and discuss, and most of them were sympathetic to Congressman Senator Paulett. It was a rare moment of bipartisanship where you had some liberal Democrats. I think it was one of the most important parts of what he did was he alerted people to the fact that this USA Freedom Act, which is being pushed as a compromise, and even some of our friends and allies on this fight are unfortunately actually supporting the bill.
I was going to ask you, Norm.
USA Freedom Act.
I was going to ask you about the supporters of it, like Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is a guy, Rand Paul did a lot for Mitch McConnell's reelection, and yet Mitch seemingly wants to pass the Patriot Act renewal without any changes. Is that kind of a conflict? Is that going to boil over into something bigger?
Well, I don't know how it will affect ongoing working relationship, but I think that what you see here is that Senator Paul is not backing down, which is rare for a senator who's only been in for a couple of years to stand up in this aggressive way and really throw a monkey wrench into the plans of the Senate leadership, especially when the Senate leader is the senior senator from his home state. So that the fact that it's Senator Paul is from Kentucky, as is Senator McConnell, really shows, again, to Senator Paul's credit. But, of course, Senator McConnell and Senator Paul actually do agree that the USA Freedom Act is a flawed bill. The difference is Senator Paul wants to go much further in protecting our civil liberties. Senator McConnell has said he sees no need for any civil liberties protection. He sees no need with... no problem with mass surveillance, mass data collection. And unfortunately, he seems to have bought into the great myth about these provisions, which is that they are necessary to keep us safe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the safety is something that has been told to us since 9/11 that we must sacrifice it in order to, to keep the country going. Is it true that we should sacrifice our fundamental liberties to be safe? Is it necessary? Is it the only way to go? We're going to take a quick break here. Jonathan Emord, we are here doing or rekindling the sacred fire of liberty with him each and every week. Norm Singleton joins us from the Campaign for Liberty. And, of course, I am at Autism One, speaking out for the families that have been subjected to mandates or intimidation, and bringing the power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of them and with each and every one of you. I appreciate you both so much. Stick around. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. And we've got links out to C4L as well as Jonathan Emord and all of his wonderful books right at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making
sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, coming back at you from Autism One, Jonathan Ebor, Norman Singleton, and big scandals for Hillary Clinton not going away. The emails, the mysterious emails, the email addresses she's using. Can she write them off? No pun intended. No, I don't think so. I think it's getting worse for her. What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, a few days ago, we heard for the first time that there was not one private email address, but at least two. Hillary had said there was but one. She lied in that way, and now, in fact, there are two. But now we have some more information. Apparently, and I suspect it's from that second email address, but there's correspondence that we knew was coming in through the second email address from Sidney Blumenthal, the ex-Bill Clinton aide,
right,
and a good friend of Hillary and Bill Clinton. And according to one of these emails, he sent a memo dated September the 13th, 2 days after the Benghazi terror attack, in which he said, according to the New York Times, that the Benghazi attack was actually caused by an al-Qaeda-tied group, and that they had planned a deadly assault in advance, and that they used the protest as a cover. And despite that information, which went to Hillary Clinton, she maintained for at least two weeks thereafter that she pumped up and maintained the story that this was a spontaneous uprising in response to an anti-Islamic video, was not demonstrably provable that there was a terror tie. Yet she was directly informed by this ex-Clinton aide in this memo that she received on September the 13th. So now we have, you know, court again showing that there's a discrepancy between what she said. She said, I had no idea. You know, this was the intelligence we had, that it was a spontaneous uprising, and that's what we went with, and I had no reason to suspect there was a problem there. Well, we have a lot of intelligence coming back, that is, intelligence right off the bat, and military, from our military, that this was a terror attack, and there's correspondence from the Defense Department to the State Department to that effect. Now we have a close Clinton aide saying that indeed it was a terror attack, and this further undermines her story that I was oblivious to this notion until much later. So everything's unraveling for Hillary Clinton when it comes to integrity. And you know, according to the polls, the biggest issue she confronts is that people just don't trust her. And now this is adding more fuel to that fire. I think I agree with the public. I don't trust her either. I don't think people can trust a person who will neither articulate clearly what their position is on any issue, dodging media inquiries, and running this sort of peculiar, secretive campaign, and yet also be caught up again and again and again in these basic acts of deception, apparent deception, and not account for it. It's just unraveling, and I think it couldn't have happened to a better chap.
Yeah. Well, Norm, on the Hillary email scandal, we know with Rand Paul, he's been probably the most outspoken of the Republican candidates thus far to target Hillary right up front, not waiting around for this kind of thing. Do you feel like this is having an impact that long-term we might even see Hillary be forced to drop out, or they're going gangbusters on the Democrat side no matter what?
You know, the problem is, there's an old saying in, well, I'm going to say in politics, but I think it applies to everything. You can't beat something with nothing. And I don't want to disparage my favorite socialist, Senator Bernie Sanders, or my former Senator Jim Webb, or Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, but honestly, does anyone actually think that they're, if you look at their national standing, both within the Democratic Party and outside it, if you look at you know, their ability to raise money, get media attention, attract both campaign professionals and volunteers, although, you know, Sanders actually could attract some passionate volunteers, but because he is so far to the left, even of Hillary Clinton on most issues, although he does line up with libertarians sometimes, largely on foreign policy, somewhat civil liberties, certainly, but also he's a big opponent of corporate welfare. In fact, an interesting aside, somebody once asked Ron Paul how he could be working with Bernie Sanders on IMF, XM Bank, and other corporate welfare boondoggles, and Ron said, well, it's simple. I'm a libertarian, and he's a socialist, which means we both hate fascism. and Martin O'Malley, he, for a while, I guess, was a popular governor of a deep blue state, but there's two facts to consider about him. Number one, he is, his tenure ended with his successor was defeated by a Republican. I think just the metrics of that is going to make a lot of Democratic Party activists maybe look a little skeptical about him as a serious presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Your governorship was so great that your state was one of the big Republican upsets of 2016. Nobody was thinking the Republicans were going to win the governorship of Maryland a month out.
Right.
Secondly, he's announcing in Baltimore, where he was mayor. Now, right now, when most people think about Baltimore, they think of police brutality and riots. They don't, and I don't know if, I'm the guy who, because remember, it's the problems with the resentment of, and the problems of police, allegations of police mistreatment of the African American community, and did not start overnight. So I think that O'Malley will be asked, what did you do about two things, police brutality and then crime, and what did you do to prevent an occurrence there? Wasn't it clear that there was problems in these relationships there? And I think that especially when you're looking at a liberal constituency trying to fundraise, get volunteers, paid staff from them, mm-hmm. from that constituency. Those types of questions, which you know that Hillary Clinton, because she's tried to co-opt the whole police militarization issue from Rand already.
Yeah,
they're going to go after O'Malley on that.
They're going to go after
his record on Baltimore and in Maryland and what happened after he left. And
said,
why didn't you're supposed to preempt problems coming down the road.
Right.
Not just say, well, it didn't happen on my watch.
Right. So, Norm, it sounds like the Democrats are in for Hillary. They don't see a viable option at this point. They're all in. But then again, the Democratic supporters, interestingly enough, are maybe questioning or being questioned and can't come up with any answers. So
there is one answer. I read an article about this the other day. There is one answer, and that could be Joe Biden. Riding with Biden.
That could be interesting. I've seen the way he hugs people that don't want to be hugged by him. I don't know. Hey, Jonathan, on the issue of Hillary, you were mentioning to me on the break that there was a Fox News focus group on Hillary, and it was rather interesting what the Democratic supporters had to say.
Yeah, this is rather extraordinary. So Fox News puts together a focus group of Democrats. The Iowa caucus is coming up, and they took Iowa Democrats. They had about 12 of them, and they invited them in. They're all sitting down waiting to be questioned, and one of the questions asked of them, I believe, was almost verbatim this. Can you tell us one thing that you think Hillary did that's exceptional while she served as Secretary of State? And not a single one of the 12 people could communicate a single thing. In fact, several of them said, I just don't know. And that's a rather telling and profound thing that, she served as Secretary of State for 7 years maybe. And in that time, as Secretary of State, she didn't do one thing that caused remark within her own party as an exceptional achievement. And I think that it's a revelation of the shallowness of Democratic support for Hillary Clinton. I don't think people are passionately Hillary.
Right, but there are some
that are who are doing it solely on feminist grounds. They
right.
think that, you know, getting a woman president would be the greatest thing in the world, and I think that would probably be true, but not Hillary.
Yeah.
But I just think that notion that you should predicate a vote based on race, gender, ethnicity is really untoward way of voting, but. In any event, if that's what they would like to do, so be it. But the point is that they have no substantive reasons for voting for Hillary, apparently.
Right, and that's an awkward revelation, of course. We've seen it. And, you know, knowing the character of you two gentlemen as well, the content of the character concept as far as that, the principles of a person, much more important than a gender or a color or anything like that.
I admire Martin Luther King for that very thing, as I have a dream speech made very clear that it's not the color of one's skin, it's the content of your character. And, of course, we can say the same thing about gender. It's not the gender of the person. It's the content of their character that we should be voting on. And when it comes to character, I mean, Hillary is really a dog. She's a loser on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be one thing if she had impeccable credentials and had a history of achievement, but she really doesn't have a history of achievement. So even for Democrats who are looking for at least one ball knocked out of the park, there just isn't one for Hillary.
All right. Well, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues. Hold on. We've got to take a break here, Jonathan. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll also talk about another FDA maneuver to ban trans fats. None of us are fans of trans fats, but is it the FDA's role to ban something that they don't like, even if we don't like it, too? Let's see where we stand on that one. Stick around. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, taking out to the Campaign for Liberty for Norm Singleton, and, of course, Jonathan Emord and all of his wonderful books at emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Sacred Fire Liberty continues. We rekindle it every time we're with Jonathan Emord. This issue of character we were just talking about with Hillary or anybody, I think it's universal in this concept. I think we really want to know the content of character. We'll get to the FDA in a moment. Jonathan, did you have any follow-up with the Hillary statement before we move on to FDA?
Well, I think Norm's got a good insight on this one. Norm.
Ronald Kessler, a well-known journalist, has written about 20 books on politics and inside Congress, inside the White House, inside the FBI, has also just written another book about the Secret Service, and he talks about how the president how Secret Service agents really dislike being on Hillary's detail because she is very cold and very rude and insulting, and apparently when she was first lady, some agents who had offices in the White House were told to keep your door closed because Hillary didn't want to see you. When she walked through the halls. I mean, really, and he made the point on C-SPAN recently that this is relevant because it goes to character, and character is important. And also, while he does talk about how both Bush 41 and 43 were beloved by the Secret Service agents because the Bush family treated them very decently, as did the Reagans, but that he also talks about how a lot of Secret Service agents do like Obama, do like Barack and Michelle Obama. So it's not a partisan issue with him. He's not some rabid,
sure.
Right, because that's what the Clintons' first line of defense is any criticism of them is, oh, you're a Fox News guy.
Right, right. No, you get the sense that Hillary doesn't like people. She just doesn't like people at all. But all right, far be it from that. We're not big fans of the FDA here. Jonathan's beaten him back a world record number of times. The FDA wants to ban trans fats. But I find it ironic because these federal agencies are the ones that looked the other way when trans fats came onto the market to create, you know, perhaps millions of deaths have been argued due to trans fats in the 20th century.
Well, we know that the FDA is a captive of industry, and this is just another situation that proves that. First of all, the market's already corrected for this. I mean, companies have taken trans fats out of their products all across the board, so it's rather hard to find trans fats in commercial products these days. But if you really like the taste of trans fats and want them, even though they're horrible for you, go for it. That's the freedom we have. And here the FDA's coming in, Johnny come lately, after the industry's already cut its position on this, to say, oh, trans fats are finally bad, and we're going to ban them. I mean, that's just nonsense. It's for the proof of it. As I mentioned in a humorous vein, I suppose if we were to turn trans fats into a powder and people were to smoke it, that they would say that's okay.
You're so funny. Well, listen, I don't think trans fats are good for anything, although they do naturally occur in certain circumstances. But again, you have the ability to metabolize small quantities. But when we're talking about adding them or turning the motor oil into margarine in the 20th century, that was never a good idea. But again, industry took advantage of a situation, and bad science was supported by bad government. And these federal agencies, as you call them, Jonathan, the bureaucratic oligarchy, have not done good favors for the health of the average American.
Now, it's all so much phony nonsense, but it's money rules, and that's really what's calling the shots here. The industry is happy to see it go. The industry has already changed the product, so adding it just creates a slight anti-competitive barrier. Now that they don't have it in it, they don't want anybody else to have it in it.
Yeah, Norm.
It's just, I'm sorry, go ahead, Norm.
I was going to ask you if you were going to run out and get a trans fat donut now that we've talked about it.
Well, maybe I might buy a whole bunch of them and then sell them on the black market. since it is ironic, you pointed out, that the two things that are ironic is, one, the FDA policies did lead to the major use of trans fats. Now they're saying it's bad for you. And secondly, if the nannies in D.C. really wanted to do something to improve our lives and our diets, they would stop meddling. They would stop these insane agriculture policies that actually promote the growing and the adoption by the American people of a lot of unhealthy diets, because they subsidize the commodities that are used to produce a lot of foods that turn out to be bad for us. And as you and Jonathan and we were talking about earlier, they block our ability to make our own choices. And one of Jonathan's many great legal victories has been to stop the FDA from prohibiting us from finding out how, by eating some really basic food stuff, we can improve our health and avoid a lot of diseases by taking the time to learn about what foods will be good for you and what aren't.
Exactly.
We can't do that because the FDA censored us.
Well, we're gonna make the difference, and Jonathan has for many years, and Norm, you as well, in the Campaign for Liberty. We're out of time here. Special edition from Autism One. Thanks, guys. It's always a great, great pleasure and honor to be with you on the air.
Great to be with you.
All right. Well, take care, everybody. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing next hour. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.